My guest, a Jewish archaeologist working in Israel, got over her head in demonic Jewish mysticism, the Kabbalah. And no rabbi, no psychiatrist or counselor could help her. Then she found the only rabbi that could set her free. You want to know his name, of course, Rabbi Yeshua. Next. Now, Jennifer Guetta was raised in Holland. Her parents were divorced. And when she was 9, her mom remarried, moved to the United States. When Jennifer was 11, they all became believers in the Messiah. But at 17, she moved back to Holland. Then things really changed. What happened?
Well, I went searching for truth for myself. I wanted to find out what was the truth behind the Bible. So I started studying at the university in Holland, like most people do. I went to study biblical archaeology so I could really find out the truth about what's going on in the Israeli dirt. And I ended up excavating for many years in one of the most amazing sites in Israel, which is Armageddon, Megiddo. And I worked there for many seasons as the top supervisor. And during that time at the university, I slowly got involved with biblical criticism and actually lost my faith completely because of biblical criticism and theology and all the things we were learning. And afterwards, later, I did become Jewish. I converted to Judaism, and I met an Israeli husband in Holland. And ended up also, I did a lot of excavation with Tel Aviv University and Leiden University throughout Israel.
So let's fast forward now to the year 2012. You and your husband are fine, you're in Israel, you're happy. You're Jewish, and all of a sudden, a woman by the name of Lily is invited into your home. Who's yes. this Lily?
We actually invited her on September 11th, 2012.
Oh, very so monumental day,
yes.
9/11.
Yeah, on 9/11, we had met the great-granddaughter of one of the biggest Kabbalists in Israel for one day, and we invited her for one day into our house. It was amazing, we thought, to meet somebody like that.
And excuse me, define Kabbalah. What is that?
Kabbalah is actually, it's not a religion. It's more like an intellectual teaching about the spirit realm. But then it was originally based on the Torah and the Bible, but it came out of Babylon, really. That's where it was formed. And then it was in the second and the fourth and the 14th century, it was all transformed by the rabbis. And later, in these times, it has combined with Hinduism and Buddhism. And there's actually like three kinds. There's the Orthodox kind, and there is very New Age kind, which is all over America right now, everywhere.
It's not Jewish people.
It's everywhere. Exactly. Yeah.
And what does the word actually in Hebrew mean, Kabbalah?
In Hebrew, it means to receive, because they do believe that you receive, actually, and that you're a vessel. But it depends on where you receive from. And so it's receiving secrets of the spirit realm, because we actually were taught by the great-granddaughter of one of the biggest Kabbalists ever in Israel. And the secret is you give permission and then you learn from the wrong side.
Okay, tell me what happened through this Lily who's now in your home.
Yeah, the first thing she said at my doorway was something really surprising was, do I have permission to be here?
And you thought she was just being polite.
I thought, wow, the nice people. You know, we're scientists. Scientists are very naive. They don't believe in the spirit realm. And we didn't believe in all that. We thought evil was just didn't exist or was just relative, you know, there was good and bad side to everything. Mm-hmm. And we didn't believe in that evil had its own conscience at all. And she came teaching really the secrets of Kabbalah. So we were like, wow, this is amazing. And so when she entered the house, we asked her about her secrets that she was selling, that she was talking about. And then instead of secrets, she started putting cards out on the table and connecting people to their cards. And then she went through my house and started asking permission for everything, for every little thing, for the washing machine, the telephone, for this room, every doorway, it was like an out loud permission. And I kept thinking, this is weird, you know, what's going on. And throughout that time that she was in my house, she stayed in my house in the end 3 months. And it was really a hard time because we found out later, you know, that this was very demonic, but we didn't believe in it. And strange things started to happen at that time. We felt, in the beginning, it was all about love. But then at a certain point, she started manifesting and she started reacting very strangely.
What do you mean by manifest?
Well, one time I mentioned to her the name of Jesus just as an archaeologist. I was just curious what he had to do with the Tree of Life. Because I saw him as a historical person. And then she said, and the moment I mentioned her name, something erupted inside her and just freaked out, and her eyes started pouring out. Of course, I know now it was a demon manifesting, but I didn't know that at the time. And for a scientist who didn't believe, that was very scary.
I'm sure.
So, and then all of a sudden, my sister in America, she had a dream. And she called us, and she knew the name of the people. And she said, they're not who they say they are. Get them out of your house. And I'm like, how do you know? How do you know who she is? And she says, but don't worry. You're going to write a book, and you're going to make Jesus' name famous in the future, because that's what I dreamt. And I said, you got to be kidding. I couldn't believe that. I thought, no way. Anyway, after that, a lot of very scary things happened, and the Lord really opened my vision into the spirit realm, where I had dreams and could see what was going on. And I could see, he showed me in a dream that she was possessed by a principality, a very dark,
wow.
Yeah, it was like a big stork-like creature, and it was ruling over all the other demons. And my husband, he started seeing in the spirit realm, and he saw this dark figure all the time around her, and we didn't know how to get rid of her. We didn't know what to do. And finally, because of those dreams that the Lord gave us, I had the courage to get her out of the house, and we found her another place to go. And that was on the 5th of January, 2013.
How did you find out that when you thought she was being polite, she was getting permission to have authority over you in every area of your life? How'd you find that out?
That was much later, actually, because after she left, that is actually when the real problem started. We thought we got rid of it all, but then she attacked us spiritually, and we went through hell because she had permission over everything. As scientists, we had given that. And she had put all her cards throughout our house, completely covered it with all her stuff and house.
And one was a magnet for different demons.
Yes. And that week after she left, we were attacked by a supernatural force, literally fighting principalities, and we didn't know anything about Jesus. And there was, we literally saw her coming back, and we felt her, but we didn't see her. And that was, it's like you're awake immediately. As a scientist, you all of a sudden see the spirit realm, and it's terrifying. And that first few weeks was really scary. We didn't know what to do, and she attacked us from all sides and brought all her demons with her, yeah.
So how'd you get rid of all the demons?
The first thing we did was we went, of course, to the rabbis, and we tried to get help, and we did all the New Age things. We tried many things. And somebody told us, you got to cast these demons out in the name of Jesus. And we were like, you got to be kidding. We just thought, no way. But we were desperate. We were so desperate because we were not sleeping at night, every night being attacked. We couldn't barely walk anymore from the tiredness. And finally, we realized we needed to break those permissions because they had been so clear. And we wrote out a contract. And we just thought we were just going to break the permissions. And we put the name of the people. We wrote out the contract, and we did it. We said, we break the permission for here, we break the permission for that. And we covered everything that she had said, pretty much anything we could think of, the cards, our house, our car, my daughter and the dog, everything. And we wrote it out, and at 12 o'clock at night, we read it out loud, and we signed it in the name of the God of Israel, and in the name of Jesus, because we didn't even know it was called Yeshua at the time, and we thought, in the name of Jesus, just in case. The moment we mentioned his name, everything changed. We called upon him, and the demons were stopped. They couldn't attack us like that anymore from the inside. And we were like in awe going, how come demons listen to Jesus? What's going on? Who is he? What happened? Is he alive? And then the next day, because all we knew is we had that contract, and there was a lot of other people that were involved. So we went with that same contract, and we went to all different kind of people, and we had them all pray that same contract to break all the permissions she had given with them.
Did it work for them?
It worked for everybody, of course, if you do that in the name of Jesus. And then I really had a moment as an archaeologist that I started wondering, who is he? How come this, because I had seen the spirits leave, the demons leave, and we realized at that point what had happened, that he really rose from the dead. And that Colossians 2:14, where he blotted out the handwriting that was against us, the sin and the permissions, he paid for it with his blood and nailed it to the cross. And because of that, the permissions were broken. And that was 2,000 years ago. And he's still alive. And the moment that we called upon him, the difference was we were also no longer alone. We were fighting this huge battle because it took a long time for us to get out of this whole thing. It wasn't an immediate thing, but we were no longer alone. And he came with his host of angels and started protecting us, helping us, teaching us what to do. And one of the first things was, I remember that my husband had a dream at that time where he saw a host of fallen angels attack us from outside. And we would literally also feel that the temperature in the air would change cold. And I mean, this was real bad witchcraft. And he saw it in dreams. Everything happened in dreams. And all of a sudden, God's glory just came over the house and broke all their wings. And Jesus just came in the room, and we felt his presence, and he was protecting us at that time. It was just incredible.
You had no choice but to make Jesus your Messiah.
Yes.
And Lord. Now, when we return, Jennifer will break all agreements that you have made with the demonic, known or unknown. You're about ready to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And it's so good to be free. Be like that.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural. Call now to get Jennifer Guetta's must-read book, Awestruck by Glory, and her riveting and powerful three-part audio CD teaching set, Ancient Secrets Revealed. Plus, you will receive her bonus Breaking Agreements prayer card. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9807. Awestruck by Glory is the chilling true story of a biblical archaeologist who discovers how real the spiritual world is and how dangerous it could be when you are void of the Holy Spirit's power to discern and overcome.
The best way is to receive from the Holy Spirit, from the Lord Himself. And this book, the Lord told me to write it to equip people so that they will have tools in order to fight the enemy.
Many believers in Messiah are not aware of how they too have made agreements with the enemy that are causing them to be under Satan's attacks. Learn how to distinguish between what is and what is not from God. Unlock the truth about dreams, angels, and demons. Conquer your fears and receive keys to overcome through spiritual warfare. You will also receive Jennifer Guetta's three-part audio CD teaching set, Ancient Secrets Revealed, under understand how many believers have made agreements with the enemy that are blocking them from receiving the blessings of God in their lives. Discover 12 powerful keys on how to be set free from evil spirits and break demonic strongholds in your life and for others. Receive prayers for breaking permissions with the enemy and living in supernatural freedom. Plus, you will receive Jennifer Guetta's bonus Breaking Agreements prayer card. Written on this card is the exact prayer God gave Jennifer to break every stronghold of the enemy.
The Lord taught us during that time that we had to break permissions with the enemy. And he taught us a special prayer that we prayed out loud.
Don't miss out on getting Jennifer Guetta's must-read book, Awestruck by Glory, and her riveting and powerful three-part audio CD teaching set, Ancient Secrets Revealed. Plus, you'll receive her bonus Breaking Agreements prayer card. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9807. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9807 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay. How did you process having these dreams from God all of a sudden as a scientist? And even more important, what did he teach you? But how did you even process that God would speak to you and your husband through dreams?
It went through a lot. It was really a very intense time when we had so many dreams. And sometimes it was the enemy that attacked us through the dreams, and we would feel it from the outside and the inside. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we would feel God's glory in the dreams, and we would have dreams about Yeshua or other things. So we really had to learn to make a distinction very, very quickly. To discern, yeah. So one of the things, the first thing actually was that we called upon the Lord, but one of the first things he taught me was to take authority over those demons. And I remember I had this old Bible from 25 years ago, and it was, I haven't studied it at all unless it was for science, for archaeology. And it was laying there, and all of a sudden, I knew he was there, but I couldn't see him, and I was like, who, you know? And I reach out, and I stood up, and I said, who are you? And I opened the Bible for the first time all that time, and it says, I am the one who has given you authority over snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Don't be glad that you have that authority. Be glad your name is already written in heaven. And it was that from that moment on, he was teaching us the authority that we had. Another very important thing he taught me as an archaeologist was that the Bible is the Word of God, which is an incredible thing for archaeologists, because I spent many years unearthing the Bible, working for archaeologists that unearthed the Bible, that, you know, unearthed it. And so the Lord really started speaking to me from the Bible itself, and it started coming alive. And one time, for example, I was sitting outside, and all of a sudden, the wind took the pages of the Bible, and it jumped up, and I could only read two words because of all the witchcraft, and it said, follow me. And I was like, who says that? I didn't remember. And the next day it happened again. Follow me. And everywhere I went, the Lord started speaking and saying, follow me. And it was just amazing. And so he was showing me through his word from one side to another that it was his word. And then when the demons came, the Lord showed me that we had to read the word out loud. And when we read them out loud, the demons started fleeing. They just completely. One time we had a major attack, and the room was cold, and I didn't know what to do. And I called out to Jesus for help, and nothing happened. I was like, Lord, what's going on? And all of a sudden, I picked up that same Bible, and I opened the last page, and it said, what to do if demons attack you? Written by my stepfather 25, 30 years ago, and said, read Psalm 91. And I went to Psalm 91 and I started proclaiming it through my room. Said the atmosphere changed completely. Every demon left, and it was like proclaiming his word. They just flee. And then we became warm, and God's glory came into our room and into our house.
The presence of God is on your full story.
Yeah, everything the Lord did.
It is such a freedom book.
It's amazing.
But I have to ask you this, because many people feel they have to observe the biblical Jewish feast, but you feel a little different. You feel that it is the greatest way to have special encounters with God. Tell me just briefly.
It is a love song for Yeshua. It's part of who he is. That's one of the things he first showed us, that when we had to celebrate Passover for him. And he called us to celebrate Passover and the other feasts. And everything that happened to us, now this is incredible, because I'm a scientist. I wrote everything down. Everything is journaled. And the Lord gave us all the dreams on the biblical feasts. And they were times of open heaven. This was the time we had the visitations. And it became more and more. Sid, even on Passover 2015, 2 years after we were delivered, I know two Jewish men in our area, including my husband, who saw Yeshua sitting at their bed. And he came to them in all his glory. And every time the feast came around, that's when we had the dreams and Jesus would start speaking to us.
Well, you know what?
It was just amazing. So we were waiting for it.
We're doing the show way in advance, and today just happens to be a feast day, Purim. I want to pray a prayer with you right now, because there's an open heaven on the feast. And I want you to repeat this out loud and believe it to the best of your ability. Say, repeat after me. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away all my sins. And I am clean. And now that I'm clean, I ask Messiah Jesus to come and live inside of me. Thank you for saving me from my sins. I make you my Lord. Amen. Pray right now to break all agreements.
Yes. If you are also living under some kind of oppression or some kind of curse, or maybe you've made an agreement that you don't even know about, then right now, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, Lord God of Israel.
Father, Lord God of Israel, repeat after her.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
For making that permission.
For making that permission.
And right now.
And right now.
In the name of Jesus and the authority you've given me.
In the name of Jesus and the authority you've given me.
I break that permission.
I break that permission.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And I command every demon to flee right now.
And I command every demon to flee right now.
You are not allowed anymore
to
oppress me.
To oppress me.
I will live in freedom.
I will live in freedom.
And I claim the blood of Jesus.
And I claim the blood of Jesus.
And I just decree right now in Yeshua's name, I decree freedom over you. Freedom. Freedom from all demonic oppression, from all occult, from Kabbalah curses, and freedom from the spirit of Jezebel right now in Yeshua's name. I decree victory of Jesus over the spirit of Jezebel and over all those people living in captivity in Yeshua's name. I declare freedom. And for God's glory right now, for Yeshua's glory, on Purim right now, I release the glory. I release the glory of the Lord over here, over America, over Israel, and over the world. Thank you, Lord, for who you are and for the great things you are doing. Yeshua's name.
And you have heard the truth, and the truth has set you free.
Yes.
Amen.